My name is Tom Velasquez. I appreciate you being here, spending an hour of your time listening to me rant and listening to me rave about whatever I feel like. If my voice sounds a little different today, bear with me. I am fighting the quote-unquote crud that has encompassed the Michigan area. Seems like everybody I know has had or is going through the crud. The crud gets into your chest. It gets into your head. You're just blah, and that's how I am right now. So I'm going to try and fight through this, be upbeat, chipper, so you guys don't feel the effects of what I'm feeling. But if I sound different, that is why, because the crud has overtaken me. So, this week's show, I will be honest with you, is going to be a 90% political show. This week in Michigan, we have been bombarded with the news about what our newly elected governor, what her plan is to fix the roads. Now, if you've ever driven Michigan roads, if you live here, you know it. If you've ever driven Michigan roads, you know the roads in this state are horrendous. I do not dispute that fact with her. I agree, something needs to happen with the roads. But her idea, to me, is ludicrous. And I'm going to go into the backstory as to why I think that's ludicrous, because for those of my listeners that do not live in Michigan, you need to hear about this because this is going to happen in your state. Those of us who live in Michigan that listen to this show, we know what's going to happen. We absolutely know it. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk to you because honestly, right before I got behind this microphone, my wife said, "Tom, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Look at this." And then she told me the backstory about that situation. So I'm going to talk to you about that one. It has to do with the fact that wherever we are, we're being spied on, we're being recorded, we're being videoed, and there's no way to doubt this now. I'm going to tell you the story about what happened, then I'm going to tell you how we're being spied on and what we can do to possibly limit the amount of spying that's occurring on us every day, because there's no way we can eliminate it unless we go off the grid. And that's part of the reason why the government is so hell-bent on keeping us on the grid. But let's get into the comment of the week. Now, last week's show, as I called it, a plethora of news was the title of the show, because I went all over the board. I went with the strange trumpet sounds in the sky. I went to Pakistan. I went to, what else was there? There was a 16-year-old voting law. I think I talked about that last show. Talked about the strange noise in the Canadian woods. But I'll be honest with you. Out of all of my comments that I received, the majority of them had to do with the Verizon outage that occurred in the middle of last week. So if you had Verizon and you lived in the lower part of Michigan, and it appears all over the country, you lost, not only did you lose the ability to make and receive calls, you lost the ability to do anything other than turn that phone on and off. You couldn't go online with it. You couldn't get 4G. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't text. You couldn't call. You couldn't do anything. It was a paperweight at that point. And a lot of people concurred my statements and agreed with them, saying, "Tom, yeah, it was unbearable." Now that you mention it, it amazes me how we survive every day. But there's one person in general. This person comes from Michigan. This person's name is Brandon, and he wrote this. He says, "Hey, Tom, love the show. Keep it up. Local Michigan guy here. Been listening from day one." He says, "I, too, experienced the outage with Verizon. At first, I thought it was just a glitch and it would come back in no time at all, so I really didn't worry about it. But honestly, after an hour, I started to get fidgety. I started constantly checking my phone, trying to make it work, trying to call Verizon. Of course, you couldn't get through. After 2 hours of being out where I couldn't make a call, get a text, I couldn't even go online, I realized this is bad. Now, because I am who I am and I kind of fancy myself like you, I'm a conspiracy-minded individual. My first thought is, we're under a cyber attack. But then I found that other people who didn't have Verizon, they had no interruption of service. So I knew it was a Verizon issue. Now, I found myself over the course of the day getting more frustrated, more anxious, because I was unable to take that phone and do what I wanted with it. I could go on my desk phone at work, and I could make a call all day long. But I couldn't pick up that cell phone of mine and get email. I could do it on my desk computer at work. I did it numerous times. But it's made my life so much easier that it seems that I cannot function without that phone in my hand. I went to lunch that day hoping that the phone would be back in working order. It was not. I sat in the lunchroom just literally bored to tears. It was one of the longest lunches of my life because I was not able to eat with one hand and browse the internet with another. I was dead in the water, for lack of a better word. I could not do anything. They have magazines. They have newspapers in the lunchroom. I didn't want to read them. I wanted to look at the internet. It was at that time that I realized, yeah, this is bad because I'm addicted to my phone. Listening to your show proved to me that not only am I addicted to my phone, but there are millions and millions of other people that are addicted to their phones as well. It is scary to think how much we cannot function without that phone in our hand. I have the ability to make a phone call, to check my email, to get on the internet from my desk computer at work. But because I could not do that on my phone, I couldn't just touch the screen and go to my email. I had to actually log in and type. Have we become that lazy? Since listening to the show and since going through this, I have made a pact, a vow, that my phone is not going to be my tether. I will not be its slave. I will still use it, but it will not be on me 24/7. I will not get up in the middle of the night and check the news on my phone. If I need to check something, a lot of times over this past week, I go to my laptop. I'm trying to break the cycle, because one day it will come. One day we are all going to be down. And we're not coming back up. One day that unit that controls us is going to be a paperweight. Good for nothing. And then we will realize how addicted we are. For those of the millions of people who do not have Verizon, they don't know. But for those of us who went through this, if you had not realized at this point how addicted you are to your phone, then there may be no help for you. I have realized that I was very addicted to my phone, and I am taking steps to ensure that that addiction does not grow any worse, nor am I going to be addicted to it the next time this happens. Keep up the great work. I love the show. Congrats on the radio network thing. Keep it up. Your friend, Brandon. Brandon, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. We are absolutely addicted beyond anything to our phones. He makes a good point. Point that really I didn't get until he said it. There were people where I worked had the same issue. They have a computer sitting right in front of them. They have phones right in front of them that can make and receive calls. And they have a computer that they can go on the internet and check. But they were freaking out because they couldn't just hit the internet button. They just couldn't text somebody, or they just couldn't get online at the touch of a screen. We have become very, very complacent. Lazy, for lack of a better word. And it needs to change because, as Brandon said, there's going to come a day where the cell phone service in this country for everyone is going to be non-existent. And you will have another War of the Worlds, 1938 War of the Worlds situation at hand, where people are going to lose their ever-loving minds, and they're going to jump off buildings. They're going to do the craziest things because they cannot get on their phone. Technology is a beautiful thing, but it's also a dangerous, scary thing. Brandon, thank you for the letter. If you have a letter, comment, anything you want to send to me, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, that number is ghostseeker4@charter.net. We're going to be right back. I'm going to come back and tell you the story real quickly of what happened to my wife just this morning at the 5 minutes before I started recording this show. That should scare you. Some of you may have already been through this. And if you haven't, I'm going to enlighten you. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. This is your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
When the time will tell, one more time I'll break your heart with someone else.
Hey everybody, this is Tom Velasquez, the host of The Paranormal Patriot, which can be heard every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Are you intrigued by the paranormal? Do conspiracies excite you? Do you like to talk about ghosts, UFOs, or cryptids, or just politics in general? If so, my show, The Paranormal Patriot, is for you. Tune in every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. We couldn't get enough of them last year, so this year, they are back. Friday, September 20th, Saturday, September 21st, 2019, join us in Northern Michigan for another Out of This World event, the second annual Michigan UFO Contact. Spend the weekend listening and learning from all of the guest speakers who will be lecturing about UFO sightings, experiences, the contact phenomenon, and more. Also, be sure to shop the amazing vendor rooms for unique items, creative works, psychic readings, and much more. Some of your favorite vendors from last year are returning, plus they have added great new ones. This year's lineup of speakers is guaranteed to blow your mind. Now, since everyone was so pleased with the location last year, they have decided to return to the beautiful Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. The resort overlooks the largest inland lake in Michigan, is full of windows, and includes a walkout balcony from the conference room and the vendor room. They have a fantastic restaurant in the hotel, and the rooms, well, they're the best. This will be another educational and refreshing event. So be there Friday, September 20th, Saturday, September 21st, at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan, for Michigan UFO Contact 2. And when you get there, make sure you tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you.
Seen the other side, and I lost so many there. Daddy, he was waiting finally without a care. He told me to have faith, faith that could return. He told me I'd be better due to the lesson.
So as I mentioned just prior to the break, technology is a beautiful thing. It's a great thing. But it's also very dangerous. Let me tell you what happened just before I began recording this show. My wife was on the phone with her father. And during that conversation, they were talking about a Visa prepaid gift card. I don't know the whole subject matter on it. But the fact that they were talking about a Visa prepaid gift card was the topic of conversation at that point in the conversation. During that conversation with her father, after they talked about the Visa prepaid gift card and moved on to another subject, she gets a text. She did not pull the phone away from her ear. She didn't look at it because she was talking to her father, and she's not rude. After the conversation ended, she went back to see who texted her. She opened up the text, and it had to do with a Visa prepaid gift card, saying your prepaid gift card is going to end soon. Go to this website and sign up so it doesn't expire. Well, listen, this prepaid gift card was purchased as a Christmas gift, and these things last for years, 8-10 years, so there's no way this thing is going to expire. The biggest issue I have, and she had because she was kind of freaked out about it, is what are the odds? What are the odds that during a conversation with her father, they begin talking about a Visa prepaid gift card? And then out of the blue, from a number she's never seen before, never had anything like this ever come through her phone, a text about a Visa prepaid gift card comes out. That tells me somebody is listening in on her conversations. Now, could it be her phone was hacked? Absolutely. Absolutely hacked. But that brings us to the point that we cannot go anywhere without being spied on, without being monitored, without being tracked. Now, most people are going to be like, well, okay, why would they even want to track me? And that's right. Unless they have a reason, they're probably not going to put much credence into what you're doing. But there are some people like my brother that says, I don't care if they track me. I got nothing to hide. I don't care if they spy on me. I'm not a terrorist. I don't have anything to hide. And that's dangerous thinking, because that's how we get to this point. Most people have nothing to hide. They're not doing anything nefarious. But the fact is, we're being monitored. We're being tracked. In our homes, smart TVs, they have a microphone that can pick up anything. They can pick up conversations. Our cell phones have microphones, have cameras. They can take a picture, download it to whoever wants that picture taken, and then delete it so we never even know that that camera was even used. It has a microphone that can pick up and record any conversation we have. Anything that is quote-unquote smart in your house has the ability to spy on you. That's a scary, scary thought, is it not? Think about it. You're walking through your house and you're just having a conversation with your wife and bam, somebody's listening in. You know, you have your smart, if you have a smart TV or a laptop, and let's say you got it open in your bedroom and it's not on, but it's open, God forbid you and your wife are doing anything that might be considered private, somebody can access that camera and just watch right in. James Comey, former disgraced FBI director, was asked in 2016, do you place tape over your camera on your laptop? And his response was, yeah, absolutely. Some people think I'm crazy for it, but absolutely. Which, now that I think about it, I should probably do that to mine right now. Everything you do, you're being tracked. Look at your vehicles nowadays. They are rolling computers. OnStar knows where you are every time you move. The dealership that I just left working after 12 and a half years had a loaner program where if you were having your vehicle worked on and it was going to take longer, you needed a vehicle to drive for the day, we would put you into a loaner and it would be a nice 2019 Chevrolet vehicle. On that vehicle, we could track when you were moving, when your gas was being filled up, because the guy that was in charge of that would constantly come up to me and say, hey, I think they're on the way. They're filling the gas tank up right now. Or, hey, they just got in their car and they're moving this way. You are being tracked wherever you move. So God forbid you're on the run. If your car isn't tracking you, the phone you have in your pocket is tracking your location. Even if you do not subscribe to OnStar, they can ping your car. The only thing that's stopping you from getting OnStar is they flip a switch and say, send the signal to this car, or let this car receive this signal. Even if you don't subscribe to OnStar, and somebody needs, the government, police, anybody needs to find you, they can flip a switch and find your car. The scary part, that doesn't even have to be moving at that point. That is scary. When we're driving down the highway, and I've talked about this on a show in the past, your phone is in your pocket or in your car. They now have billboards that you drive by, and that picks up your phone. And it sends information to your phone, so when you go on Facebook, all of a sudden, if the billboard was for Adidas running shoes, all of a sudden you'll start getting ads for Adidas running shoes. My wife and I, what was it, last summer when she started really feeling good, started talking about maybe over the course of this winter, maybe going on a cruise. Never looked anything up. Never did anything other than talk about going on a cruise. Lo and behold, that night I jump on Facebook and there's ads popping up. Every website I went on, there's ads popping up for deals on cruises. How do you think that made me feel? I can't talk about anything without somebody listening in and then trying to entice me to buy it. Now, great, you give me a great deal on a cruise, I appreciate that. But let me find it myself. Don't listen into my conversation. For those of you, and there's a lot of you out there that think, nah, there's no way. There is no way in God's green earth we're being tracked. I beg to differ. We are absolutely, unequivocally being tracked. We're being monitored. The government has essentially said so. Edward Snowden has said, he was ridiculed for telling the world that the NSA is spying on American citizens. And, oh, then it came out that, by the way, the NSA is spying on every citizen. They are recording every call. They have programmed software that can pick up any call, and it looks for keywords. And if you say those keywords or phrases or whatever, you then go move up the list of people they want to keep an eye on. That's scary. Very scary. You know, my question is, where was this at the Parkland shooting? Where was this at the San Bernardino shooting? Where was this at 9/11? Where was this at any major crime? If they can do that, if they can monitor that, why would they let it happen? Well, some would say that that's the design. Let it happen. You know, the FBI is a mess right now. Any of the justice departments in this country, DOJ, CIA, FBI, are a mess. They're infiltrated with traitorous thugs, essentially. So, what's the main theme of every mass shooting you hear about? Well, he's been on a watch list. They've talked to him and deemed him not a threat at that time. Every single one of these people were talked to. They were on a watch list. But yet they were let go. They were deemed okay. So think about that. Think about everything that you do. You are getting watched. You're getting monitored. What are some of the things, again, that are monitoring you? Obviously, your laptop is monitoring you via microphone and via camera. Do not ever leave your laptop open. Your smart TV monitoring you. Your phone is definitely monitoring you all the time. Your voice assistant, your Google, your Alexa, whatever voice assistant is constantly listening to what you say. That's what it's designed to do. Something most people don't think about, but health devices, insulin pumps, anything that's connected to the internet, hackers can get into, security cameras, the thermostat, that digital thermostat that connects to the internet so you can adjust your house temperature from your phone, that can pose a potential threat. The 2013, remember in 2013 when millions and millions of people got their information stolen from Target? All of that information, it all started because a hacker hacked into one of these thermostats that you can adjust via your phone. It's that simple. Anything that goes through your phone, everybody has a security device now where they can hook up to their phone, that they can look and see who's at their house, or look and see, hey, is my wife home yet, or whatever. If it goes through the phone, it can be hacked. Simple as that. So don't think you won't ever get hacked. You're going to get hacked. And know that whatever you say can and will be used against you in a court of law, but you are being monitored. The days of having to get a warrant are going to be leaving soon. They're not going to need a warrant. They can just say, hey, I think it happened already. Didn't Alexa pick up a conversation where someone was killed and they used that in a court of law? I think that happened. I'm almost positive. I'll have to Google that and find out. Well, do that on the break. But everything you do is being monitored and tracked. So keep that in mind. I just wanted to give you that story because it was crazy. Talking about a Visa gift card. Just a mundane, random topic. All of a sudden, a text comes through about a Visa gift card. Technology, scary. All right, everybody. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and then I'm going to rant and rave for about 20, 25 minutes about what is going on here in Michigan. I'm going to tell you about the roads, how bad they are, and what our illustrious governor has now deemed the only way to fix them. Yes, I have issue with it. So you don't even need to sit back now. You're going to get agitated if you live in Michigan. And, well, to be honest with you, you get what you pay for or you voted for. So sit back if you want. Relax. You definitely want to relax. Open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. Be prepared.
Fate is sealed with no cards. Trapped in a room with no walls. I'm going down along with this feeling like.
If you like the music on this show, you need to go to Jamendo.com. Jamendo.com is your source for the creative, amazing music that you hear on this show on a weekly basis. Jamendo.com is a place where unsigned artists can collaborate and put their music on to let the world hear it and therefore build a name for themselves. These artists are not restricted by the record company executives' view on what is hot at the time, so their creativity shows through in abundance. If you like the music on this show, go to Jamendo.com. Download it for free. Download any song you like for free and listen to your heart's content. You can find amazing music. The music you hear on this show, everybody, is on Jamendo, and that includes myself, Tommy V, and multiple myselves, my brother. We are on Jamendo also. So, if you like the music on this show, go to Jamendo.com, download to your heart's content. They have every type of genre that you could imagine. So whatever type of music you like, you are sure to find an amazing group of artists who have no bounds to their creativity. They want their music out for the masses to hear, so let's appease them. Let's make their name a household name. Go to Jamendo.com, find out who you like, and download their music and send them a message. Send them a comment on how much you like their music. Jamendo.com.
Alrighty, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, if you live in Michigan or have ever driven on Michigan roads, then you know how bad Michigan roads are. They're horrific. They are, I mean, it's an adventure every time you go to drive. I work in the auto repair industry. The roads help put money on my table. Because they just chew up suspension, they chew up tires and wheels. So we know the roads are bad. Yes, we get that. I will not ever dispute that fact. There are many other places in this country that have the same freeze-thaw cycle that we do. And freezing and thawing is what's destroying these roads, essentially. That don't have this problem. You go to Wisconsin, the roads are much, much better. So, in January, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, was inaugurated. Her first big task was just announced this past week. Governor Whitmer wants to raise the gas tax in this state 45 cents. Over the course of 3 years. Okay, fine. I understand roads don't pay for themselves, but here is where I have my issue. November 2015, Governor Snyder, halfway through his second term of governor, signed two bills, the gas tax hike and the property tax credit relief. But it was the gas tax hike that infuriated me. Now, Governor Snyder was a Republican. He was a businessman. He was essentially Trump without the craziness. He turned Michigan around. He did a phenomenal job. Taxes were lowered. Businesses came in droves. But apparently that wasn't good enough for the people of Michigan because we elected a Democrat this time. But here's my issue. In 2014, it was put on the Michigan ballot, on the midterm ballots,
Do you want to see your gas taxes raised 17 cents? Overwhelmingly, the residents of Michigan said no. Find a different way to fix the roads. So the Republican-led Michigan government was tasked with the task of trying to figure out how we're going to pay for the roads. And what they came up with was, well, we know you voted it down, but we're going to do it anyway. We are passing a bill that says we will be raising the gas tax 17 cents to pay to fix Michigan roads. Oh my gosh. And this is where I absolutely unequivocally cannot stand politics. The Democrats in Michigan attacked that plan with all force. Every year on their birthday, Michigan drivers will be reminded of the increased registration fee, which is the latest in a long line of Republican legislation that has taken money from everyday families and given it to the big corporations in the top 1%. To make matters worse, the increased taxes on family will not even fix our state's roads. That is what the Democrats said in 2015. Fast forward to 2019. Governor Gretchen Whitmer now says we need to raise taxes to pay for these roads. Well, my first question is, where did the money go from the 17 cent increase to pay for the roads? Where did that go? Because the roads never got fixed. You may have stretches here on some of the main roads, but the secondary and some of the smaller interstates in the state, they didn't get touched. So this billions and billions of dollars that this 17% tax increase on gas or 17 cent tax increase on gas, all that money that was supposed to go towards the roads didn't go to the roads. Where did it go? Well, we asked that question, but we're not getting the answers. Michigan motorists now pay a 26.3 cent state tax and an 18.4 cent federal tax on each gallon of gas. Now, because the state also applies its 6% sales tax to the fuel purchases, Michigan's total at the pump taxes as of January 1st of this year was 56.81 cents. The ninth highest in the country. So all of you other eight, I feel sorry for you, but don't feel bad because Liberal Democrat Gretchen Whitmer wants to add 45 more cents to that. And that would make Michigan's highest in the country. So I don't want to hear it. We are paying through the wazoo. And this is my thing. This is because I live in Michigan. My Facebook feed is inundated with this, and the majority, I'm going to say probably 80% of the people responding to these articles are saying no, absolutely not. We are not going to have a 45% or 45 cent gas tax when we just had a 17 cent one shoved down our throat and it didn't do anything. But here's my answer. And I posted it on there. I said, people of Michigan, you elected a Democrat as your governor. What did you expect her to do? She's a liberal Democrat. She is going to tax the living daylights out of you. And this goes for any state in this country. If you have a Democrat, what do you have to complain about? Because you voted her in. If you voted for Gretchen Whitmer, you have no right to complain. Absolutely none. Because you knew it was going to come. Governor Snyder came in with the promise of reducing taxes and reducing the business tax. Because when he came in, previous governor, liberal Jennifer Granholm, absolutely destroyed the business in this state because they were taxed to oblivion. So one of the first things Governor Snyder did, he says, I'm dropping, you know, cutting this business tax. Bam. Gave quite a few breaks to these corporations. And the liberal Democrats are like, look, he's helping his crony friends. Well, what they don't realize is that enticed business to come to Michigan. And it did. Businesses grew. Businesses popped up everywhere because they knew they weren't going to get taxed into oblivion. He wasn't helping his crony friends. What he was doing is he was trying to reinvigorate the Michigan economy. What these liberal Democrats don't realize, yes, this company may not be paying a ton in taxes like they used to be, but what they're doing is they're employing your friends and your neighbors and you. So therefore, that is generating more taxes. Because when we have more money to spend, we spend it. We have income tax. We have sales tax. That generates more revenue. So obviously, 8 years of prosperity in Michigan wasn't good enough for the people of Michigan, so they decided to elect Gretchen Whitmer, who ran on higher taxes. Her campaign slogan was fix the damn roads. You have to be an absolute idiot to realize that how are you going to fix the roads? As a liberal, she is going to tax you to no end. And this is the first step. And oh, all of a sudden it's being met with negativity. What did you expect she was going to do? Now, let's talk about this tax. Because trust me, if you have bad roads in your state, this is coming. She says, I don't want to raise the gas tax, but after considering other options, she thinks it's the most viable way to raise revenues needed to fix Michigan roads. She says, after 40 years of disinvestment in infrastructure, we have to fix the problem. And that means finding a way to generate $2.5 billion a year. Okay, where did all this money go that was supposed to be generated by a 17-cent gas tax? Where did it go? What happened to it? She says the $2.5 billion price tag means that there are not many parts of our current tax code where you can just make adjustments and raise that kind of revenue. Our budget director laid out what other options might look like. None of them were more palatable than a user fee such as gas or diesel tax. Okay, so that doesn't mean you turn us into the highest gas tax in the country. You just don't do it. 45 cents. We have just passed in this state where recreational marijuana is legal. That tax money was supposed to be used for roads and education. She says, we're probably going to take in $150 million with the marijuana tax. And our problem with the roads is $2.5 billion. Okay? $150 billion or million isn't what we were told that the taxes would generate. Our state is having a hard time getting it through their head that this marijuana thing is now legal. You can do it recreationally because they are fighting these grow shops left and right. It is what it is. Be pro-marijuana, against marijuana, it is what it is in Michigan. We are a recreational use state. So therefore, these entrepreneurs have every right to open up grow shops, get licensed, and open them up. The state is fighting them every way, making it harder and harder to get licensed. 45 cents a gallon. Now, here, let's look at this. Michigan gas tax went up 7.3 cents per gallon to 26.3 cents per gallon, and vehicle registrations went up 20%, and all of this was supposed to help fix the roads. Back in 2015. Now, in the governor's position, she intends to raise the gas tax within less than 2 years, 45 cents more per gallon, which adds up to doubling the gas tax in about a four-year time frame. Now, they don't say anything about the sales tax we pay on the gas, and almost none of that goes on the road. So all of the sales tax that we're paying for gas, none of that sales tax is applied to fixing the roads. How about this? Here's a great thing. Without raising taxes, any gas purchase, that 6% sales tax goes to fixing the roads. How many millions of dollars are we generating right there? That's a huge sum. Why can't we do that? That is using tax dollars, but not increasing our taxes. Now, here's another source of income where you don't have to increase our taxes. Nestle. The bottled water, Nestle bottled water, got a sweetheart of a deal where they essentially take or pay no taxes to take water, natural water, out of Michigan. Okay, they don't pay any taxes. Let's charge 20 cents per gallon of bottled water. 50 cents if it's taken out of Michigan. You know, that's our water. That's our natural resource. And the politicians in this state, without any input from its citizens, decided to let an out-of-state company come here and just guzzle up all of our natural resources. Start charging them 20 cents per bottle. 20 cents per gallon, I'm sorry, 20 cents per gallon of water. Well, you can't do that because that's going to piss off too many lobbyists. See, this is the problem. Rather than look for solutions, all this is going to do is help pay back the people that helped Whitmer get into office. This is just, hey, scratch my back, I'm going to scratch yours. If I get in, I'll do this. You don't believe me? Listen to this. This is coming from the website CapCon, which is a Michigan news source. They did some research on Governor Whitmer's tax plan. They found that a large portion of the 45-cent increase in the state gas tax proposed by the governor will not go to the state's transportation budget. Now, this is according to an analysis by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Keep in mind that this has to be approved by the Republican-controlled House and Senate, but in the past, they've approved it after we voted it down, so who knows what's going on. Under this proposal, Whitmer's tax increase would occur in three separate 15-cent gas hikes on October 1st, 2019, April 1st, 2020, October 1st, 2020. The first two hikes would increase the tax by 30 cents and bring in an additional $1.26 billion during the 2019-2020 fiscal year. But documents submitted by Whitmer as part of her executive budget recommendation on Tuesday indicate that the net increase to transportation funding will be just $764 million in the 2019-20 fiscal year. So in other words, $499.2 million, an estimated 40% of the $1.26 billion in gas that the gas tax will increase in 2020, that's not going to the roads. Instead, it would replace current transportation budget dollars that would be redirected to pay for other government funding. So you wanted an answer of where that money went? It's right there. They will tell you that this money is going to fix the roads. But when it all comes down to it, a portion of it may go to fix the roads. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing that 17-cent gas increase. All of a sudden, where's all the fixed roads? Well, we don't have enough money. Where'd the money go? It went here. It went here. It went here. It went everywhere but to the roads. And this is the game that they play. You can't tell me you cannot find other means of getting money. Lay off the entitlements. The entitlements are huge. A huge burden on the Michigan taxpayer. Cut back on the entitlements. Get rid of all the unnecessary waste in the government. You have 4 or 5 departments in the Michigan state government offices that do the exact same thing. They're under different names, but they do the exact same thing. And you find this in every division of the Michigan government. Get rid of them. consolidate them into one that is actually doing the one thing that the five are say they're doing. Start charging this 6% sales tax that we're already paying. Have it go towards the roads. Instead of just putting it on your budget, anytime somebody fills up their tank, take what they're paying already. So we don't get taxed anymore because we're going to be taxed through the roof. Take what we're already being taxed because it's being used for the vehicles that drive on the road. Use that sales tax and put it all towards the roads. So if somebody comes in and puts 50 bucks of gas in, the $3 sales tax goes right towards the road. How many people a day come through Michigan gas stations and put $40, $50, $60, $70, $80, $100? These semis put hundreds of dollars. How quick do you think that's going to add up? Instead of giving Nestle a free rein to just rape us and pillage us and draw out all the water in this state, which this state is known for, charge them a tax. Well, Tom, if you charge them a tax, Nestle might leave. Okay, good. I don't want them in here anyway. I don't want them pillaging our water supply and therefore doing it for free, not being charged taxes, getting away with murder, essentially, pillaging our water supply, bottling it up and sending it all over the world, getting paid like a king to do so. I'd love to talk to whoever okayed that deal. Make them pay 20 cents per gallon, 50 cents per gallon if it goes out of the state. That's our water. But again, that's not going to happen because, well, the lobbyists and, you know, you got too many friends that you're going to want to tick off, or you're going to tick off if you do that. Well, maybe it's about time you start thinking about your constituents. Maybe, I don't know. Since we're the ones that put you into office, we should be the ones that can take you out of office. But again, as I've stated many times in the past, we are a constituency in this state and all around this country that does no research into who we're electing. We go by name recognition. John James should be our senator instead of Debbie Stabenow. Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters, the two Democratic senators from Michigan, just so you know, just voted to kill babies. Absolutely. But we won't put anybody in there that we don't know because we're afraid of change. I don't know who that is. So we're just going to let these 30, 40, 50-year-old senators and congresswomen, women and men, just continue to wreak havoc, line their pockets with lobbyists and with taxpayer money, doing what they want to do. Now, while they're on the campaign trail, they're going to tell you, I'm here to work for you. And we'll buy it because we have no idea. We don't look at their record. We don't look at their voting record. We don't look at what they've stood for in the past, because what they stood for in the past is going to be a very clear indication of what they're going to stand for in the future. And ladies and gentlemen, it ain't us. So why we continue to vote these people in? To the people of Michigan, congratulations. You got what you voted for. You have a governor whose main goal is to tax the living snot out of you. That's the main goal. She is going to tax you into oblivion. She will tax you because, according to her, the previous administration just wasn't being fair. They were letting all of these businesses in there into this state to run amok and not pay enough in taxes. So she's going to raise the business tax. She's going to drive more and more business out of here, and Michigan's going to fall flat on its face again because apparently 8 years of prosperity is enough for Michigan. And now everybody's up in arms because we have a 45-cent gas tax coming at us that she will just executive order it in. It's happening. It's going to happen. We will be the highest taxed state in the union, guaranteed. And what are we going to do about it? Bitch and moan. We're going to complain. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who voted for, you get what you pay for. You voted her in, and this is what you should have known you were going to get. I am curious. I want my Michigan listeners to contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net and let me know what you think about this gas tax. And I want to hear from the Democrats. I want to hear a liberal Democrat give me a legitimately good reason why a 45-cent gas tax is beneficial to anybody. Somebody has got to prove me wrong. I will use you as a comment of the week, I guarantee you. Comment and let me know. ghostseeker4@charter.net. So, that's my rant. I could go on much, much more, but this show's only an hour long now. So, thank you for listening. Michigan listeners, I don't even know what to say to you. Anybody else that's listening out there, don't worry. If your roads are bad, it's coming to you. And this is just an example of all the liberal Democrat governors out there. This is how it works. The government is against business. They feel the businesses are getting basically off scot-free, not having to pay taxes. They don't understand, or maybe they do, but they don't care, that by employing us, they are generating more income due to us having income tax, employment tax, plus we have disposable income, so there's more sales tax. They don't get it, probably never will. I don't care. This is just infuriating. So contact me, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Let me know what you think. That will be the show this week. I appreciate everybody listening. I will be back next week. I promise to bring some paranormal to the table. Thank you for listening. This is your host signing off. My name is Tom Velasquez, and you have been listening to The Paranormal Podcast.